will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus, for He is the love, unfailing love. He is the love of God. He's the light of the world and Lord of the cross. And we all bow down. Kings will surrender their crowns and worship Jesus, and worship Jesus, and worship Jesus. For He is the love, unfailing love. He is the love of God.
Well, good morning, everyone, and it's good to have each of you here, and I trust you had enough to eat this morning and that you're resting comfortably, but not too comfortably, that you can pay attention for the rest of our service as we've gathered here to worship Jesus. And that's our whole purpose for being here this morning, is worshiping Jesus because of who He is and what He's done for us, and He has done so much. He has given us a reason for living. And in spite of rain that cancels camping trips, and in spite of bed bugs that cancel church retreats, we can still gather as God's people and worship our Savior and worship a God who reigns, a God who is in control. Just for a short devotions in opening the service, I'd like to read Psalm 97. So if you have your Bibles and want to turn and follow along, talks about the fact that our God reigns and our God is in control, and we don't control the rain, we can't control the weather, we can't control or prevent the bed bugs, but God allows things for a purpose and a reason, and we can still worship Him for reigning, because He is reigning. He is the God, and He is in charge. Psalm 97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies around about. His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the peoples see His glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of Your judgments, O Lord. For You, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for righteousness and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy name. We do serve a powerful God. He is in control. And this morning, that's the reason that we're here, is to worship the God. We know God. It's not a God, but it is the God. And He is in control. And it is our privilege to know Him and to gather together this morning and to worship Him together. Let's bow our heads for prayer, and then we'll see what the rest of our service holds. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for giving us a hope, for being in control, for giving us a reason for living, but for allowing us to know You as the God who reigns, the powerful God, the Creator God. And thank You that You invite us to know You. And Father, as we've gathered here this morning, help us. Help this to be a time of worship to You, a time of praise to You, a time where we can focus on You and put away the other thoughts and distractions from our mind and just focus on You. And Father, may this service be a time of just allowing our hearts to meditate on Your goodness and in who You are. And Father, would You come and would You meet us here this morning? Would You meet the needs that are in our hearts? You know what they are. And we'll give You all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And even though our service this morning is going to be a little different than usual, I trust that we can worship. And that's my desire this morning, that it is a time of us being able to just worship God for who He is. And as we get into the song and scriptures, our focus is going to be somewhat on the faithfulness of God. But to think about His faithfulness, and that this service is not just entertaining because it's unusual, but that it's something that we can actually think about who God is and focus on Him this morning. And I believe that He has something to say to us this morning, to speak to our hearts if we're listening to what He's saying. All right. Tim, I think we're going to turn our attention over to you for some opening songs. Just lead us in a few songs that you have prepared. And then we will go from there and announce more of the service after Tim leads us in singing.
Good morning. Let's sing As a Deer Pants for the Water, song number 71, if you want to turn to it. And for this first song, let's just encourage you to worship as we sing. Bible talks about lifting holy hands. I would just encourage you as we sing this song to maybe even hold your hands like this, hold your hands open to God. As a deer pants for water, so my soul longs for You. You alone are my heart's desire. And the second verse, I want You more than gold or silver. Pray it and sing it from your heart. Song number 71 in Songs of Faith and Praise, if you want to follow along.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after You.
To You alone.
desire and I long to worship you.
And there's one place where that happens first, and that is in our hearts. Let's turn to song number 60. You know, we'd like to sing through the three songs, 60, 61, and 62. It's kind of like a medley here. And if you're not sure how the song goes, I'll try to just lead out, and hopefully I don't grab the wrong pitch or something as the songs change. Song number 60. He is exalted. It starts out a little bit of a fast version of Twyla Paris. And then it goes to, I will give thanks to thee. And then, for thou, O Lord, art high above the heavens. To remember to exalt God in our hearts as we sing this.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall raise. Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. The King is exalted on high. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. Thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the let thy glory be over all the earth. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory
grab the other pitch for this one.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, thou art exalted above all gods. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O I exalt
Let's turn you to song number 928, which is our theme song for this month. Let's stand to sing this song and sing it sort of prayerfully as we sing it. Yeah.
You said you'd come and share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came there to stay. I just had to pray, and Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you and I strove to remind you that for those tears I die. Your goodness so great I can't understand, and dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. And in you I am free, but Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be felt every teardrop when in darkness you cry, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I die. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know now without God I'd never be whole. Savior, you've opened all the right doors, and I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shore. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every tear in darkness you cried, and I strove to remind you that for those tears I died.
You may be seated.
All right. Thank you, Tim, for those songs. Next, we're going to have the Neuswanger sisters come and recite some scripture memory for us. So I'll ask them to come front a while. And as soon as they're done, Roseanne is going to have a children's meeting. So I will come front, I guess, after that and call the children front. And then following that, we'll have all the men come front, and all the men are going to sing a song, and then all the ladies will sing a song after that. Tim's going to kind of be in charge of the men singing, and Sheila will be in charge for the ladies singing. So I would say for children's meeting, if we would say, I want to get you in one group or the other. So we're going to say children will be from 11 on down, come up front for children's meeting. From 12 on up, come up front and be a part of the men's and ladies' group singing. So I think that's where we'll divide the line. So either you're up front here in children's meeting, or you're up front here singing. One way or the other, we're going to get you up front. So, all right, very good. We'll let you share your memory work with us.
Psalm 119, 97 to 112. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I am more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet do I not forget thy precepts. The testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end.
1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, that can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not as it provoked. Thinketh no evil. Receiveth not iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Whether it be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether it be tongues, they shall cease. And whether it be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when knowledge is perfect, is come, the knowledge is in part, shall be done away. When as a child, I spake as a child, and as still as a child, and as thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. For now I see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, and as also I am known. And now by his faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
All right, thank you, Kelsey and Courtney. Very good. It's good to see young people committing scripture to memory. All right, children's meeting. So children, 11 and under, I'm going to invite you to come front on these front two benches, I guess. So these other young ladies, if you can maybe make room here for the children. I don't know if you can stand in the back maybe while they're having children's meeting. If you can make room for the children. You might have to sit on the floor here as well. And Roseanne, looks like she has something special for us. So some of you children want to come back. Listen, some of you can come in the back and third benches of the floor. If you want to sit on the floor today. Okay, you want to stand? Thank you.
Let's do it. Be careful, little eyes. How about it? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. There's a Father up above, and He's looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Okay, listen. This time we're going to do ears, okay? And we're going to talk about today about hearing the voice of God. So let's really think what we're saying.
Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. There's a Father up above, and He's looking down in love. And be careful, little ears, what you hear.
Good job. All right. Like I said, we're going to talk about hearing the voice of God. How many of you have ever heard with your ears God talk to you?
No.
No? But does God talk to us? Maybe. He does. I'm going to do a little object lesson to prove this point, but I need 4 volunteers. Okay? Well, this is the only catch. Your mamas have to be willing to be volunteers too. So if your mom's willing, then you can come up. Yes? Okay, she can come up. Mom, does your mom want to volunteer? You have to ask her. No, Jack, mom's not going to do it. Does anybody else want to do it? I'm a little bit older than you, okay? You have to be like first or second grade and up. Joe, do you want to, somebody just put on something? Someone will be Joe's mom? Okay, you can be Joe's mom. Sure, come up. Okay, Elena, you're going to be Joe's mom. Kelsey? Uh-oh, Michelle. Where's Michelle?
Mommy!
Oh, okay, one more.
Mommy!
Mom, is your mom?
Mommy! Mommy!
Mommy's not doing it. All right, very good. Now, the children are going to be blindfolded, all right? Lead your children over here. Help make sure they don't. We're going to have to go over here. So if you guys can just turn a little bit so you can see. The front of the church is a little bit small, but I thought we could accomplish it. Okay, come over here. And your children stand right here in a row. You stand right here. Mama's going over by the wall. All right. Now these children right here can't see their mamas, can they?
No.
Nope? I hope they
can.
This one. I have a wider band. Call their children's names, okay? And they need to listen very carefully for their mama's voice, okay? So you guys, you start calling. You can spread out a little bit. Start calling the name. You just walk towards your mom's and see if you can find your mom's just by listening to her voice. Okay, go ahead. Did they see their moms? Could they see their moms? No, but they listened to the voice, right? And they heard their moms. Good job. Good job. much, Mom. Okay, even though they couldn't see, just like we can't see God, God does speak to us. And it's not in an audible voice like these mamas were calling their little children. It's not like that. But can you tell me ways that God does talk to us? Jack, go back to Can you tell me ways that God, does God talk to us? Yeah, very good. Through His Word, right? There's times that we just don't know what we're supposed to do, and we have a big decision, and we open the Bible, and God shows us through the Bible. What else, Mom? Very good, Hans. That's exactly right. It's called our conscience, right? God talks to us through our conscience. Weston? Yes, very good. To our friends and parents. There's a story of a lady that needed to make a very big decision. And she didn't know what to do. Now, how many of you believe that God can speak to us through a garbage bag? Can God speak to us through a garbage bag? That we put trash in?
Yes.
Do you think, Lacey? Well, listen. This girl was driving, and she needed so badly to hear the voice of God because she had a very big decision to make. She didn't know if she should do this thing or not, and she's saying, God, somehow please show me if I should do this. Please. And she turns on a road, and every single garbage bag along that road had something written on it. It said, let's do this. Do you think God spoke to her through a garbage bag?
Yeah.
He did. She turned that around and she knew immediately God was telling her, yes, go ahead with this decision. Okay? And you know what? That lady heard from God because she was seeking God. When do we start seeking God? When we become mommies and daddies, or when we go on the mission field? When? When do you think? As little children. Okay? Lacey, come here. As little children like Lacey, we can seek God, okay? If Lacey's scared, or Lacey, you know, she's laying in her bed and she's scared, she calls, Mama, come here! Mama comes over, and you know what her mama can help her do? Seek God, and listen to His voice. And we can pray, Dear Jesus, please help me not to be scared tonight. Help me be able to go to sleep. And Jesus very calmly calms us down and we're able to go to sleep. Okay? So let's remember, even as little children, we can start seeking God and listening to His voice so that when we are adults, we recognize the voice of God, just like those children recognize the voice of their mamas. Okay? You can go back.
All right. Thank you, Roseanne. Something that even us as adults find challenging to do, hear the voice of God and to spend the time seeking Him so we can hear His voice. It's very important. Thank you again. All right. All the men, come up and we're going to sing whatever song Tim has picked out for us. So come and join us.
All the boys, 11 and younger, don't have to come up, but they can too. Bring up a songbook if you are a man. Songs, Faith and Praise, 514. I have the bass on the left, baritone, the second tenor or the lead if you're not sure what you sing, and the first tenor far right. Bass on the far left, first tenor on the far right, everybody else in between. Redeem. And what we're going to do is have Verse 2, we're going to have just the first tenor and the second tenor sing verse 2 down to the chorus. Okay? Verse 2, first tenor and second tenor down to the chorus.
Okay, ladies, it's your turn.
Soprano's in the middle, alto over here, and tenor over there on the right, on my right. Sorry. 805. Tenor's over there. Tenor, alto, soprano in the middle. Well, I guess you can choose. I didn't think about separating them. Tenor's over there, alto's over here, and soprano's in the middle. 805. Which one are you singing? Everybody got that 805? Does everybody know this song? I'm assuming y'all do. Okay. On the first verse, let's all sing soprano, and then we'll change into parts at the chorus.
I love you, Lord Jesus, I love you.
All right. Thank you very much. I think next time we won't limit it to one song. Maybe we'll make that a couple more songs. That was good. All right. So at this time, Trulin's going to come and lead us in a time of song and scripture. So Trulin and I kind of put our heads together and came up with some songs and some scripture to go along with it. So at this time, I'm going to ask Darren to come up, and Darren's going to read the first scripture passage for us out of Job. Then we'll do a couple songs, and then Lowell will have a passage for us out of Samuel and 1 Samuel, and then we'll do a couple more songs, and then Gordon's going to have scripture for us out of Lamentations. So I think those that have scripture also got an agenda from Trulin. So just, guys, we won't stop necessarily and call for you to come up, so those that are reading scriptures can just follow right in the order of the songs and things. So at this time, we'll give our attention to Trulin and to the script reading of the scriptures.
Good morning. I'll be reading Job chapter 1. If you want to follow along, I'll be reading in the NIV verses 1 to 22. Verse 1. There once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. He was, in fact, the richest person in that entire area. Job's sons would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they would also invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. When these celebrations had ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, "Perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular practice. One day the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser Satan came with them. "Where have you come from?" the Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, "I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on." Then the Lord asked Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil." Satan replied to the Lord, "Yes, but Job has a good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." "Okay, you may test him," the Lord said to Satan. "Do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but do not harm him physically." So Satan left the Lord's presence. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. "Your oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them." Verse 15, when the Sabaeans raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. "The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds. I am the only one who escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. "3 bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. "Your sons and daughters were feasting in our oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you." Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, "I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin by blaming God.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. And Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take. Take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Lord, you give and take away, you give and take away, my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. My soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the
I'm going to be reading out of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn there. Hannah's prayer. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over mine enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak with such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food, but those who were hungry, hunger no more. She who was barren has borne seven children, but she who had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down the graves and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of the saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his kings and exalt the horn of his anointed." Then Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered before the Lord under Eli the priest.
He lowers us to raise us, so we can sing his praises. Whatever is his way, all is well. makes us rich and poor, that we might trust Him more. Whatever is His way, all is well. All my changes come from Him, He who never changes. And I'm held firm in the grasp of the rock of all the ages, and all is well with my soul. He is God in control. I know now all His plans, but I know I'm in His hands. I'm in His hands. He clothes us now, then strips us, with His word equips us. Whatever is His way, all is well. And though our seasons change, we still exalt His name. Whatever is His way, all is well. All my changes come from Him, He who never changes. I'm held firm in the grasp of the rock of all the ages, and all is well with my soul. He is God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul. this holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name.
All right, I'll be reading from Lamentations 3:22-40. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside. Please stand. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
He is the Lord of all. He is faithful. He is all powerful, and he keeps his promises. And as we sang about his blessings in the good times and praising him then, we sang about his faithfulness in the bad times and praising him in that. I trust that your heart was drawn to give your heart in response to the love and faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a song of response, asking him to come and reign in me. Please remain standing for this song, and then when the song's done, you can be seated.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord, 'cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? So won't you reign in me again?
Amen. You may be seated. Young ladies, you can come front. They were planning this for the talent show at church retreat, and since that got canceled, we thought they could sing it this morning. And it's a fitting close to this. At the end of this life, as we've been faithful to the Lord, and we know He's been faithful to us, there's a promise, and it's that promise and the love of our Lord that's calling from beyond this life, and the reward that we're looking forward to, that gives us the strength and the purpose for pressing on and for remaining faithful. So go ahead.
All things work together for good when God's love is understood. God is good, and is right. Springtime flowers wilt and fade, but the memories that they made are a ray of sunshine in the darkest night. There's a love that's calling from me. Stand.
come shining out of the past, truth revealing love at last. There's a love that leads beyond the great divide. Joy and laughter, pain and tears, love is calling through the years. Love will bring us safely to the other side. There's a love that's calling from the other side. As we stand and gaze across the great divide, God our Father loves us all. Hear His tender loving call. Love will bring us all together by and by, by and by. Hear the music in the air. God is love and everywhere. Walk in love and you will join God's happy throng. Earthly things will lose their tune, for they fade away so soon. Love will bring us all together with a song. There's a love that God is calling from the other side. As we stand and gaze across the great divide, God our God loves us all. Love will bring us all together by and by, by and by.
All right. We did say we'd have testimony time, so I don't know if anyone has a testimony, something they'd like to share, something that, I don't know, maybe God spoke to them in the service, or maybe you came prepared to share something that God's been speaking to you about, and I'm just going to open it up for a few minutes. If you have something to share, we'd like to hear what God's been speaking to you or doing in your life.
I was thinking, Randy, as you had shared, I think it was Psalm 97 in the opening, and I thought through this whole service that Psalms 95, and it's an exhortation to worship, and I feel the Spirit of the Lord definitely in this place as we worship together. Just share a couple of the scripture with you. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth, and the strength of the hills is His also. And it goes on to say the sea is His, and so forth and so on. He is our God. And I just think so much of it. As we gather together, it's not for particularly one person in this congregation. He's blessed our congregation with a lot of gifts, a lot of talents, ability to worship, and worship the only true God. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Anyone else have something to share? It won't take a lot of time. Okay. If not, we will go into announcements and offering. So you can take out your bulletins and look over the announcements. I don't know if there's anything that especially needs to be brought to our attention. Junior youth is going to be at Josh's place on Friday. Baby dedication next Sunday. I have a couple of people that have talked to me about baby dedication next Sunday. If you are interested, please let me know so that I can put your name on the list. We'll plan on doing that next Sunday.